Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. Well, it's garbage day at my house. And the great guys of DBW, they came, they saw, they conquered. And we're ready for another week. And it's a rainy, miserable Thursday, October 30th, year of our Lord 2025. My Bacardo Jewelers watch says it's 9:07 and change. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. Broadcasting today from the United States of America. I can prove it because my president is striding like a colossus among world leaders. It's also the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John Bassaliga and Bassaliga Hospitality. We lost them this year, but celebrate them today thanks to John, Francis Ponce, Cerace, Mayfield, Andy Simonick, Scott Township, Richard Andruzzi, Trescal, the United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible, amazing, irreplaceable founding fathers, that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our direction, our salvation. Not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It was not something that could be parceled out to groups. It was not something that could be controlled by government or government officials. Our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and yes, freedom of the press. It doesn't matter if they abuse that. It doesn't matter if they lie. It doesn't matter if they're in the tank for the left. We know better. And they're free to continue. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose. Unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed. Unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so, we gavel to order. This meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you in a world where the Democrat Party and the left and the establishment have gone insane. Truly insane. So illegal immigration hit home in my, my hometown, but it's not where I live now, of Dunmore yesterday. So a guy at a local restaurant was taken by the feds, the ICE, or whomever. You got to remember, certain areas, there aren't enough ICE agents, so different federal agents will come aboard and participate in an operation. Now, that, to me, that's what they do. So was it ICE specifically? Was it all ICE agents? That we don't know. But they took him out of the restaurant where he was working. And our mayor, I want to find the exact words that he used. He was outraged. He was disgusted. And I don't understand it. Mayor Max Conway of Dunmore says, "I'm disgusted by what I'm hearing about ICE in Dunmore this morning. I'm on the phone trying to get real answers right now. This is not something we'll accept here in Dunmore." And I responded. I'm not usually on Facebook. But this was brought to my attention by somebody, and I read it, and I got outraged. I got disgusted. I said, "So you were saying that the presence of duly appointed and properly trained federal law enforcement in my hometown is a problem. And you are disgusted without even knowing why they are there and who they are protecting us and the people of Dunmore from. I hope you understand how ridiculous you sound." Now, it was a lot of sentiment. Well, you know, it's a shame. And apparently the guy has he's got a child in the Dunmore schools. And of course, an arrest is traumatic. I'm trying to find out, though. I'm just mystified as to what was done wrong. I'll listen to you if you have something to say about it. 570-883-0098 to call or to text. 883-0098. I'm trying to figure out what would bring the disgust and how it's not something that we'll accept here in Dunmore. Now I've got lots of information and speculation as to what that there was some kind of underlying crime by this man. He was apparently a dishwasher at the restaurant, but there's no proof of that, zero proof. What I do, and I don't know it, what I'm told reliably, however, is that he missed an immigration hearing. Now, remember not too long ago, up in the North Pocono area, there was an illegal alien who had a couple of restaurants. He'd been in town for years. And he had also ignored notices to come for a hearing and had done nothing over, I guess, a decade or more to handle his immigration issues. And they finally came and picked him up. And people were understandably upset. The question, however, is, and the same here, the same situation here, you could be understandably upset. But how could you be upset at the ICE agents who are enforcing the law? And I have no idea if this guy was one of the 10 to 20 million that scumbag Biden let in the country illegally under a open borders policy. We don't care what the consequences are to American workers' wages, and American workers, American citizens who are victims of illegal immigrant crime. We don't care. Whether it's fentanyl, we don't care. Oh, by the way, how did I even forget? I didn't forget. I talked about the DPW. And by the way, if they're If you see DPW guy today, today's my garbage day, but I'll ask you to just say thank you and leave it at that. You don't have to go any further. But the mayor of Dunmore is disgusted by what he's hearing about ICE in Dunmore this morning, as if they can't go there to enforce federal law. I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. And again, I could understand why you'd be upset. Hey, he's a good guy, whatever the circumstances are. He's a good guy. He's a pretty solid character. I've said on this show two things, well, three things that are important. Number one, we need, not we want, but we should want because we need it. We need immigration of substance. Like at least 1 million a year. It enriches the culture. If, by the way, if they mix in with our society, if they assimilate. And I would put a lot of resources into legal immigration so that it can continue. Unfortunately, because a scumbag Biden administration, we've got unvetted illegals all over the place who are sometimes eliminated one at a time. Somebody text in, and this is also accurate. Well, then I guess the Dunmore police are unacceptable also every time they stop a drunk driver who has children because they're separating families. By the way, I don't know that they're separating this man from his daughter who's in Dunmore school. Anyways, so number one, we need legal immigration. We need legal immigration of substance. And it is vital to the future of the country. That's what I believe. Number two, the illegals who came here, by and large, it could be 95%, maybe more, maybe even a higher percentage, are good people who just want a better life for them, themselves, and their families. Okay. Understood. And by the way, the effort they made to get here, in some cases, was extraordinary. The risks they took, the whole bit. Very few of us in our lives will have the necessity or deem it necessary to travel thousands of miles on foot, sometimes, whatever, caravan, you name it. These are good people by and large. Now, mass illegal immigration, no one with anything more than a pea brain would know that it's bad. What the Biden administration did, what the Democrat Party believes, is horrible. It's disgusting. That's disgusting. Not ICE agents enforcing the law. That is disgusting. What the Biden administration did was disgusting. And it was an attempt to destroy the country and its culture. A lot of people had other reasons, like cheap labor, you know, you name it. But the base of it was, and the funding came from people who wanted to destroy the country and its culture, period. So, we've got necessary legal immigration. Of substance, not just, oh, we're going to let 500,000 a year. And it would be substantially more. And they've got to be done right. They've got to learn about America. They've got to learn what it is. And this young man may have known what it was. He could have been grateful to the country. But when you're an illegal immigrant and you have a hearing, you go to the hearing. There's probably dozens of people listening right now who missed hearings and the cops came and picked them up. So I'm trying to understand that side of the argument. I want to understand it. And again, I completely get why someone would be upset. The business owner, if he didn't know he was illegal, or they didn't know, they every right to be upset. But the issue is implicating and implying that the people who enforce the law were wrong for doing it and are disgusting for enforcing the law. That's just left-wing talking points. And so I'm seldom compelled to reply. So we've got sympathy for this person, sympathy for his daughter. It's sad that it had to happen. I don't know when he came into this country. Did he come into the disgusting Biden policy? Did he come in before? I have no idea yet. We will find out. But to shoot off when you don't know anything about it, it may turn out he's not even an illegal immigrant. I don't know. Police make arrests all the time. They have the right to make arrests. It keeps society safe and sane. So when do we make the exception? And how many times do we make the exception? And when do we not enforce the law? I'm not understanding. I really don't. And by the way, a lot of people texting in saying that we don't want to be supporting them financially. Well, I don't think you were supporting this guy financially. He was working. And I got to tell you, I don't vet the landscapers over the years that have, you know, that I've used. I don't vet who works for them. And but what I will tell you is if they were illegal or legal, man, they were great people. You see people on roofs. You see people in landscaping. You see people in kitchens. They work. These are good people. Well, a good person made a mistake here. He didn't go to his hearing. And warrants get issued when you don't get to hearings. And at some point, authorities will act upon it. That's not disgusting. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it has to be. Bob LTS, somebody texts in, my brother-in-law has been in France for about 10 years now on a visa. He doesn't miss an appointment to renew. I guarantee that if he missed an appointment, he'd be sent back home, says Slick. So if you don't follow the process, I heard people, I saw people commenting on Facebook that it's not a crime to cross the border illegally, to be in the country illegally. Yes, it is. I mean, come on. What? That's what I'm saying. They reduce it to idiocy, and then now what do you talk about? Well, it's not even a crime. Well, how can I have an intelligent discussion with you about this issue? And Mayor Max Conway, how do I have an intelligent discussion with you when you said you're disgusted and that it's unacceptable in Dunmore for federal law enforcement to enforce federal law? How do you have a discussion of any level of intelligence on that issue with Mayor Max Conway? I like him. Nice guy. Great family. All that. Done a decent job as mayor. How do you have that discussion then? Now, the true reaction is, that's a shame. Man, I wish he didn't miss his hearing. That's a true response. I feel bad for the guy. And then we're good. Okay. Now let's let the system work its way out for this particular guy. He's not a victim. And because we feel sorry for him and his daughter, where does that take us? Just as the listener texted in. If you drunk drive, if you drive with a suspended license, you go to jail. And we feel bad about it. So I'm just not getting the point, guys. If somebody has this, somebody says, I should not go after illegal criminals waiting outside of schools. They should concentrate on gangs and drug pushers. Well, what if the gangs and the drug pushers are hanging outside the schools? Now what? Now what do we do? Oh, let them go? I'm not understanding this argument. These aren't goons. These aren't buffoons. These are well-trained law enforcement officers. I don't get it. As somebody texted in, according to Dunmore Mayor, warrants for not showing up to court dates are disgustingly wrong. Let's all try not showing up to court in Dunmore and see how it goes. And by the way, that doesn't diminish it. I'm sorry for him. A friend of mine texted me. He said, you should be ashamed of yourself. And I said, I didn't even know what he didn't even say what he was referencing. I said, I doubt it. But I'm sure you'll tell me what I should be ashamed of. About saying that the presence of duly appointed and properly trained federal law enforcement in my hometown is a problem. And you are disgusted, Mayor, without even knowing why they are there and who they are protecting us and the people of Dunmore from. And I would add, and what law they are enforcing. I hope you understand how ridiculous you sound. That's the response. And anybody who texted in, well, what a shame, it's sad, he's got to... All of that is true. All of that is fair comment. But to be outraged at Donald Trump or outraged at law enforcement for doing what they're supposed to do... And I'll ask you, if you're outraged, Mayor Max Conway or anybody else, what did you have to say about the open border under disgusting Joe Biden and the sickening sycophants in his administration when they allowed it to happen and lied about it too, by the way? Lied about it continually. What do you have to say about that? And then you voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, my word. All right, we got to take a break. Bob Canaro, WILK. Just keeping it real. Common sense. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend John Basiliga and his great companies, including, as we head into the weekend, Basiliga Hospitality. Remember, they host private events at all of these facilities. Bar restaurants, yep, they got them. Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. Far Street Tavern in the Great Trips Park section of West Scranton. And then the Queen City Tavern in that Queen City of Oliphant, the main drag. Fine dining, yeah, we got that too. Modern take, you think you're in Manhattan and beyond, a Terra 519 downtown Scranton. Then for old world greatness, the Stegmeyer Mansion, the Mary Stegmeyer Mansion on South Franklin Street in Wilkes-Barre. And Thursday night, no cover charge. It's Sergey's, the nightclub. Great stuff. Our veteran this hour, Francis Ponce Cerais. He was 94. He was from Mayfield. He was a resident of the Geno Murley Veterans Center. His wife of 52 years was Dolores Dench Cerais. He was a U.S. Air Force Staff Sergeant during the Korean War. He was a senior aircraft mechanic, a dedicated family employee of the Klaus Beverage in Carbondale, member of Christ the King Parish, 70-year member of the American Legion Post, 610, 50-year member of the Whitmore Hose Company, Lakeland School Board Director, a Pioneer Hunting Club, and he was a Teamster. Loving husband, father, grandfather, great-grandfather, we lost him October 25th. He was an inspiration to all and will be deeply missed. In addition to his wife surviving, are his son, two daughters, 11 grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and many other family members. Francis Ponce Cerais, our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, cloudy with rain, heavy at times, although I saw clearing skies when I came in. Between 1 and 2 inches of rain possible, high 57, 52 outside the studios as I speak. Tonight, clouds with rain tapering off, 47. Halloween, Friday. I don't know. Do kids go Halloweening, or is it all organized now? I don't know. Cloudy and windy with a chance of showers, 50 degrees. Saturday, partly sunny, 53. Sunday, partly sunny, 55 degrees. Well, in the studio, ladies, take a seat. You can pull up a chair. You look nervous and anxious here. We talked to them, was it last week? Angela,
I think it was a week today. Yeah.
Well, the United Way of Lackawanna County, which is also Pike and Wayne, they're always doing something great. They really are the basis of so many amazing efforts in Northeast Pennsylvania. They provide the funding. They provide the expertise. They determine who's good, who's bad. I was on the allocation committee many years ago. And I don't mean who's bad, but who's worthy, who's not when allocating the money. So we've got Angela Bassani. She's the president and CEO of that great organization. And she's replaced the great Gary Drapek. So big shoes to fill. But all reports are, Angela, you're doing a great job. And I love that. And then Dylan Colarossi Lucas, campaign chair. This is the United Way of Lackawanna, Wayne, and Pike Counties. And you guys have a special effort that you're undertaking, which is starting this weekend. Am I right?
So we are going to be doing a celebrity barista event next Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We are teaming up with Bailey's in downtown Scranton, so their new location. And we have Scranton Fire coming in on Monday.
Nice.
Penn Ambulance is coming in on Wednesday, and Scranton PD is coming in on Friday. And they're all competing against each other to get the most tips. So we 100% of tips and beverage sales. Thank you, Larry Nicholas. He's amazing. Yep. He has been such a great support to this, and we are so grateful. So 100% of tips and beverage sales coming back to the United Way, and then the winner gets $500 towards their nonprofit of choice.
How neat.
Yeah.
That's really neat. So how did you get this, put this all together? Who did, Angela Bassani? Who put this together? I mean, the firemen, they work long shifts. It's not easy.
Well, I'll let you take it from there, because Dylan did a lot of that work.
Yeah. Dylan.
Yeah, so my husband is a volunteer firefighter with Clark Summit Fire. So first responders are huge. Oh, and my brother, I have to say that as well. Both of them are volunteer firefighters. So first responders are huge in my heart. So when Ange had come up with the idea of doing a celebrity barista, I said, well, why don't we get the first responders involved? Yeah. This will be great, because we both have the same mission. We're both there to serve and protect our communities. Mm-hmm. So I reached out to my cousin, who is a Scranton firefighter, and then the ball just kept rolling after that.
That's neat. I think it's great. So all of these groups will be at on Monday, Wednesday, and what other day?
Friday. Yes.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday next week, they'll all be at Bailey's downtown. What's the address?
400 Wyoming Avenue.
Wyoming Avenue. It's a new deal on Wyoming Avenue.
Yes. Yeah, in the Guild, where the Guild is.
Oh, in the Guild.
Yeah, yeah. It's the coffee shop right next to the Guild.
I was thinking it was further down, but okay.
Yep. Oh, so nice big parking lot ready for lots of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about that? United Way, Angela Bassani, you're undergoing your capital campaign as we speak, right?
Yes.
How is that coming along? Tell us what people could do or how they could participate.
Yeah, so we're in our big fundraising piece of the year, and people can participate by donating. It's really easy. If you want to go donate online, you certainly can. You can donate through the barista, the celebrity barista. If you want to tip your favorite team, you could do so virtually online as well. This way they see that support coming in for them if you're not able to make it in person. So donating is a huge piece of what we need, because we're trying to raise $3.37 million for the community.
Wow. Mm.
And, you know, we're making our way there. So many people step up in this community to help one another. They really rally around each other. That's the amazing thing about Northeast Pennsylvania. So we're committed to reaching our goal, and we're pretty sure we're going to get there.
Angela, when you approaching it from United Way perspective, even when times are good, even when most people are employed, there is just a ton of need of all kinds, by the way, for whether it's special needs kids. Mm-hmm. And that's the run the gamut and support the gamut of organizations in Northeast PA.
Right. Think about things in your life that happen unexpectedly that you would never think. Like you wake up and you.
Oh, I could think of some things.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend wants me to wear a prison jumpsuit for Halloween.
Oh my goodness!
So I'm like really, really. Anyway,
yeah.
Go ahead.
You have to tell us if you do that. But you wake up and you've lost your vision, right?
Yeah.
Your whole life changes, and how do you get yourself on track to still thrive in your life and still enjoy your life? So you have an agency like Lackawanna Blind Association who steps in and they provide that network that you need to get your life on track. Or you have a child who is disabled, right? And you need extra help and support to make sure that they thrive and your whole family continues to thrive.
Yeah.
So you have places like UCP and the ARC that step in for that. Or you find yourself in a situation where you need a WRC for a domestic violence situation and getting a family back to where they need to be, where they're safe. So it really does run the gamut. And sometimes it's not just a daily need. It's something happened in your life that you did not expect at all to happen.
And it doesn't go away even in good times. It's
right.
It's exaggerated and grows in bad times.
Right.
And we've been in sort of an in-between area. Well, in northeastern Pennsylvania for decades. We're this in this in between. The needs just don't go away, and they seem to be growing. Am I right on that?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Right now, especially food, I think will be a big issue in the next few weeks for families and children and senior citizens.
Yeah. We've got Pennsylvania without a budget.
Yes.
We've got a federal budget shutdown. Mm-hmm. And all of those have to be dealt with. And that's what United Way is there for. Do you look at yourselves as in United Way as your mission as supporting all of these organizations, but also doing some of the work yourselves?
Absolutely. I would say we're a doer and we're also a convener and a supporter. We want to make sure the nonprofit web that's out there is as strong as it can be. So we're providing financial support, but we also want to make sure we're bringing them together to make sure we're all working cohesively to lift our community,
yeah.
Right? To really address needs in an effective and efficient manner. And then we're doing things ourselves. We have programs that we do in-house for the community. So we're all across the board, up to something.
Angela Bassani, President and CEO of United Way of Lackawanna, Wayne, and Pike Counties. Dylan Colarossi-Lucas, campaign chair for this year, are my guests. We're going to take a break, ladies. We'll come back and we'll repeat what we're talking about, which is next week's events. After this, it's the Bob Cordaro Show on WILK. My Bacardo Jewelers watch says it's 9:47 and change. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Oh, we had to play some of that anyway. Murph tells us on this date, 1961, Ray Charles had the number one R&B hit with that great song, Hit the Road, Jack. Bob Cordaro back on WILK. I'm joined in the studio, and under protest, I might add, Brian Hughes had them down here for his Saturday show, which is Saturday at what time? I listen to it, but I always catch it. I think it's... I'll ask him.
Yeah.
We got to publicize it. But you'll be on with Brian Hughes tomorrow. And Angela Bassani, she's the president and CEO of United Way of Lackawanna, Wayne, Pike Counties. And then Dylan Colarossi-Lucas, campaign chairman. And next week is a big part of your event. We're in the middle of the total roughly $3.5 million fundraising drive. But next week is when something interesting and fun is happening. Dylan, talk about it.
Yes. So next week we are doing a celebrity barista with Scranton Firefighters, Penn Ambulance, and the Scranton PD. So next Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. at the New Bailey's location in downtown Scranton. 100% of tips and beverage sales. Thank you, Larry Nicholas. We'll be coming back to the United Way's campaign. And then whoever wins, so these guys are going up against each other for bragging rights and a $500 donation towards the nonprofit of their choice.
And that is on Wyoming and Mulberry.
Yes.
The old Guild building. For old fogies like me, that's what we know it as.
Old Guild.
We'll know it forever. We still call friends of ours by their maiden names to identify them. So that's an old guy thing. Well, this is great stuff. How far, Angela Bassani, are we? And when does the overall fundraising end?
So we technically fundraise all year, but this is our big ramping up time because we do so much with employee campaigns. So we're running those campaigns now throughout different corporations in the area. This way, as of January 1st, they'll start withholding from payroll deductions for the next year that are donated to United Way. So this is our big time, and we go up until November 20th, which is when we have our celebration dinner.
Neat.
And we'll announce where we think we're going to end up.
Well, I've been bribed, just so everyone here knows. They brought in Krispy Kreme. Now, it's not as sweet as I like it, but it's pretty good. Iced coffee, Krispy Kreme. And then, what is it, a dozen donuts? Are they all raspberry?
They are.
Was this a guess?
No, your son, Michael. We have an in.
But here's the problem. I may eat them all and leave here sick.
I'm sorry.
It's Halloween.
Calories don't count this week. They don't count this week.
I said I'm a 195-pound man trapped in a 235-pound body. So.
I like it.
We're just here to support the cause.
And now a 240-pound body. Right. Well, Angela Bassani, Dylan Colarossi-Lucas, thank you very much. United Way of Lackawanna, Wayne, and Pike Counties next week. At the Guild Building, Wyoming, and Mulberry Street, Bailey's, the new hotspot, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7:30 to 10:30. Big deal. Fun. A great different idea. Thank you for thinking of it, Dylan. That's good stuff.
Yeah. We're very, very excited. So please come out and support us. Support your local first responders. They do everything to keep you safe. So come out and help them win.
Amen. And you're from a first responders family.
I am. Yeah. My brother and my husband are both volunteer firefighters.
And that, we need them more than ever.
Yes, we do.
Well, my Bacardi Jewelers watch tells me it's 10. That means you guys have to go. I have to go. Your friend Brian Hughes has to do the news. And then we'll be back United Way next week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7:30 to 10:30 at Bailey's in the old Guild Building, downtown Scranton. We'll be back.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.